This is a production of Glass City Communications.
Captain's log, stardate 9631.2. I've just had an interesting conversation with Commander McKenna over on Starbase 37. Seems that there have been several skirmishes along the Romulan border lately. Tensions have been mounting with them since our truce with the Klingons last year at Kittimer.
Bridge to Captain.
Only time will tell what will happen. End log entry. Stanfield here. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
Sir, we received a signal. Captain's eyes only. Should we route the message to your ready room?
Lieutenant, go ahead and pipe it in here. Computer, end playback.
Identify for retina scan.
Stanfield, Captain, Edward J.
Retina scan approved.
Computer, open awaiting communications. Admiral Leonov, what can I do for you, sir?
This isn't a social call, Captain. We've got a situation brewing. And you've likely guessed, along the Romulan border.
Yes, sir.
We're getting a task force together, Gamma with two heavy cruisers and three Mirandas, Valkyrie and Lexington, and in the Majestic, Valiant and Plymouth. Captain McKnight of the Lexington will command the task force. Your orders will be relayed to you from him. The task force will rendezvous on stardate 9635.5 in orbit of Kalbar 2. Any questions, Captain?
None, sir. We'll change course momentarily.
Very good, Captain. And due to the unknown length of this mission, we are assigning one of the Soyuz-class ships, the Brezhnev, to your patrol sector. You'll get new orders once the mission is complete. Godspeed to you and your crew. Starfleet out.
Stanfield Engineering.
Engineering, Elberg here, sir.
Paul, we're changing course and we'll be running at a higher warp. We may need the engines running hard when we get where we're going also, Commander.
Aye, sir. The engines won't let you down. And we'll begin a level 3 diagnostic for all engineering systems, sir.
Thanks, Paul. I'm counting on you. Stanfield to helm. Lieutenant Commander Schrun, change course immediately to 3-1 Mark 111, Warp 6. Stanfield out. These are the adventures of the crew of the starship Valkyrie. In peacetime or wartime, its mission is the same as all of Starfleet: to seek out new life and new civilizations, to preserve the peace and protect the Federation, to brave the unknown in man's greatest frontier.
Episode 101, The Road to Tomed. Episode 101, The Road to Tomed.
Captain, entering standard orbit, maneuvering into parking station near Lexington.
Thank you, Mr. Schrun. Mr. Swanson, what's your status?
Level 1 diagnostic complete on all defensive and offensive systems, Captain. Everything operating at 98.6% capacity or higher. Tactical is ready for anything, sir.
Very good. Lieutenant Bellamy, hail Lexington, please.
USS Valkyrie calling USS Lexington. Come in, please. They're responding, Captain.
On screen.
Ed, glad you could drop by. Both Majestic and Valiant will be joining us within the hour. Plymouth's Captain and First Officer are already aboard, while our Second Officer has been out scouting the system. Why don't you and your First Officer beam over at 1530 hours? We're going to meet and go over the game plan.
Sounds good, Alex. See you then.
Lexington out.
Welcome aboard, sirs. If you please follow me, I'll escort you to the briefing room. Briefing room.
Ed, good to see you. Take a seat.
This is Commander Andrew Miller, my first officer.
Captain McKnight, sir.
Commander, quick introduction as we're all here now. This is my first officer, Commander Bill G. From Majestic, Captain Garrison and Commander Smythe. And from Valiant, Captain Sopek and Commander Richardson. And from the Plymouth, Captain Green and Lieutenant Commander Delaney. Now, let's get down to business. There's been several skirmishes along the neutral zone as of late. Some ship to ship and some outpost stations along the zone. Sensor sweeps have picked up a group of 3 to 5 ships at a time just inside their borders. Starfleet's using a small show of force to try to stabilize the situation, or if open conflict occurs, to put a dent in any offensive they mount. We will be patrolling along the zone from here to Darkin. We'll have Valiant start out the patrol with Valkyrie and then Majestic, then Lexington and Plymouth at the rear, each at 30 light minutes apart. Having Lexington and Valkyrie positioned like that in the fleet will allow us to have the greatest firepower of the two heavier ships, within easy reach of anywhere in the fleet. If you pick up any unknown or Romulan ship, call for backup if they're headed into Federation space. Got it? Dismissed. We're moving out.
Lieutenant, relay our coordinates to Lexington. Report all clear.
Aye, sir. Relaying now.
Sensors on wide scan. No contact, sir.
Shields at maximum. Phasers and photon systems on hot standby, sir.
Keep firing. Lieutenant Breckman, inform the fleet we're under attack by 2 warbirds, requiring immediate assistance.
Sir, Plymouth reports they are under attack. Lexington is ordering all ships to close in on Plymouth's position.
Helm, change course to intercept the Plymouth. Engage at warp 8. Sound red alert.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain Stanfield to the bridge. Engineering, stand by for battle maneuvers.
Engineering, aye. You're ready. Warp and impulse engines are at full readiness.
Bill, swing around Majestic. Target that ship from the left. Foul broadside. Here comes Valkyrie. Valkyrie Plymouth is slipping. Give her cover as she withdraws.
Understood, Lexington.
Someone called down to sick bay, and how sick bay sent a medical team to a bridge for Lieutenant Breener.
Aye, sir. And the Romulans appear to be moving off.
Confirmed, sir.
Savick, relay to all ships. Break off and form up on Plymouth.
To all ships of Task Force Gamma, we are in receipt of your reports as filed by Captain McKnight. Lexington is ordered to escort Plymouth to Starbase 39 Sierra for repairs and then return to the fleet as soon as possible. Captain Stanfield will hold operational command of the fleet until Lexington's return. We've dispatched the Excelsior, Hathaway, Enterprise, and Lakota to form Task Force Zeta to help fortify the border. Captain Sulu will command the combined fleet upon his arrival. Good luck to everyone. Starfleet out.
Well, looks like we'll be holding this end of the zone until Lexington returns. Mr. Miller, you have the con. I'll be in the ready room.
Aye, sir. Lieutenant Bellamy, hail majestic and valiant, and let Lexington know we'll be moving out.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log, stardate 9640.2. We've had a few skirmishes with the Romulans this past week, but no appreciable damage. Just a few hit and runs to keep us on our toes. Lexington has returned with news, though. Sensor drones released by the Quebec outpost found the Romulans building a military outpost station across the zone in the Alpha Onias system. So we were then informed that the Federation President has told the Romulan ambassador that we're building a station directly across the zone in the TOMED system. Makes me wonder, are we stopping a war, or are we just delaying one? Anyway, Valkyrie's been ordered to Starbase 11 for resupply and to receive our new mission orders. We leave the area of the neutral zone shortly. End log entry.
Bridge to Captain.
Go ahead, number one.
Excelsior has released us from the task force. Captain McKnight has hailed us, and Admiral Markowitz has also contacted us. They'd both like to speak to you, sir.
Thanks, I'll take them both down here. And Andrew, depart at your leisure. Stanfield out.
Mr. Swanson, signal yellow alert.
Aye, sir. Yellow alert.
Shrun, set course for Starbase 11 and engage at warp 5.
Course 217, Mark 83, late in, Commander. Engaging. Warp 5.
Well, Ed, looks like we're both cut loose. He can have all the headaches. Where's Valkyrie off to?
We've got orders to head to Starbase 11 for resupply and repair. Admiral Markowitz is to have our next orders there for us. In fact, I've got him waiting.
Okay, Ed. I'll let you get to the Admiral. We're off to Starbase 36 Sierra to get ready for a planetary survey mission. Be careful out there. Hope to talk to you again soon. McKnight out.
David, how are things going on the Starbase?
Not bad. I heard you were heading this way. Perfect opportunity for you to buy me dinner and show me around the fancy new ship of yours.
I think I can handle that, Admiral.
You've been listening to Star Trek Valkyrie, Episode 101, The Road to TOMED. starring Jerry Stanford as Captain Edward Stanfield, Michael Liebman as Commander Andrew Miller, Toby Kerfman as Lieutenant Commander Schrun, Michael Studerberg as Chief Engineer Paul Elberg, Dean Rogers as Lieutenant Michael Swanson, Jacob Stanford as Lieutenant Travis Reed, Spring Stanford as Lieutenant Gina Bellamy, and special guest stars, Keith Harris as Captain Alex McKnight, Renda Carr as Lieutenant Savick and Admiral Leonov, Ian Clement as Rear Admiral David Markowitz, and Julia Morozawa as Captain Julie Green. Music by Jerry Goldsmith, Cliff Edelman, Ron Jones, Dennis McCarthy, Leonard Rosenman, James Horner, and Antonio Carlos Hobim, as performed by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. The Road to Tomed was written and directed by Jerry Stanford. Your announcer is Andrea Kallenberg. Star Trek Valkyrie is a production of Glass City Communications. Star Trek Valkyrie is based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek is a registered trademark of Paramount and CBS, all rights reserved. Star Trek Valkyrie is not affiliated with Paramount, CBS, or any other Star Trek rights holders. No copyright infringement is intended. Stay tuned for our next episode, available for free download at StarTrekValkyrie.com.